All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm with Rob Cunningham from The Cool Show on X. Well, Rob, we're at the grand finale now. They're going all in. This is the card that I believe they were baited into play. I have my own theories on this. I feel like Elon and Trump, now that I look at it with even more hindsight, seemed like a scripted move.
Yeah.
And I think it baited them to say, you know what, now we go. And here we are with civil unrest in America in a lot of cities, most cities now. It started in L.A. Now here we are in most cities with these No Kings protests today. The military parade happening today for Trump's birthday. War kicking off with Iran and Israel. You know, just everything's heating up. And I think to myself, man, I don't think it was a coincidence that Trump was having this military parade as these No Kings protests kick off. I think it was all strategic. He knew about it, and here we are. Rob, thank you.
My pleasure to be here, brother. There is no way 47 coincidences happen in 1 week. It is
mathematically impossible.
It's mathematically, statistically impossible. This has been planned out. It's been Gantt charted. It's been project managed. It's been foretold. We've seen these dominoes all set up, and now they're all being knocked down. You know, and it ought to be something that people are celebrating. Really, Nino, people don't need to be afraid of this. They need to be jubilant
It's
about
the
it.
checkmate, right? Right, Rob?
It's a checkmate in so many ways. It's a checkmate in that it's waking people up. You know, it's a checkmate in that it was, you know, a lot of people have been, you know, 8, 9 years looking at this. And so patience has been our challenge. But now that you can see what I believe has happened, you know, is every single player has to be on one side of the fence or the other. It is impossible to straddle this fence. So the panic is in Washington, D.C. It's in the major cities. It's in L.A. It's in Israel. It's with what's going on with Iran. It's with these people that have paid, advertised, logistically equipped bricks and rocks and gas masks and money and organization and a website that you can search and find out. I mean, all of this is, we had Ferguson, we had BLM, we had Antifa, we had the fake insurrection in DC, we've had open borders. Now we have this. You know, we have to realize too, this is the first time we've ever had this type of mass inflation or mass organized artificial grassroots. It's a real riot. It's not a peaceful protest, but we've never known about the 55,000 NGOs until this one.
Right.
And now we're seeing Data Republic.
There's 190 organizations.
And it's money from all over the world. It's from, you know, President JFK talked about splintering the CIA into 1,000 pieces, and he printed his own money, right? And he talked about, you know, we can't have secret societies, and they put a bullet in his head. But if you want to look at what splintering the CIA into 1,000 pieces, it was probably 1,000 back then. I would say it's 55,000 now. The CIA funded USAID, and then USAID got all of this money, and they did the dark arts, and they did all the Soros kind of crap, and we had this invisible government. And how much protesting, how much racism, how much drug and human trafficking can you do if you've got a private Federal Reserve and you can just print money at will, distribute it to these hidden organizations, and they can do whatever the hell they want to do?
Agreed. But this is all leading, you know, to the final move, the final checkmate. You know, I don't think they understand that. I mean, these people definitely don't know that this is leading to Trump's checkmate move, which is going to be military mass deportations. I'm not going to like to see military on the streets per se, but like I said, hopefully it's just for a limited time and then they move on. But all these people are walking into a major, major trap, and at the same time, red pilling and waking up all of America.
Yeah, and I think that's what's going to bring the unity, Nino. We're going to bring most people with common sense. They don't have to know all the details. You just have to know what's right and wrong. Something smells bad. Everything's upside down. The borders are open. There's no law and order. Politicians are being assassinated in Minnesota because they didn't vote the right way.
Oh, right here.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean,
Yeah,
and
look at this.
they went after a couple of others that luckily they didn't get.
Look at
But
this. It's been revealed Minnesota Democratic lawmakers shot last night. State Rep Melissa Hortman and State Senator John Huffman both recently voted against their party, supporting repeal of free health care for illegals, and Huffman joining Republicans in the Senate to pass it. They're gone now. So this is the party of tolerance, supposedly.
well, and the thing is, I'd seen a quick video of her making a speech after she cast that no vote. She was trembling. She was crying. She could barely get her words out about how distressed she was that she tried to work everything out possible to not have to vote no. She looked scared. She voted no, and now she's dead.
That's what we're playing with here. This is all in. It's all sides now going all in. It's a casino royale, as Juan has said many times, and he believes this is going to continue to escalate through August, October, and could take a full decade to clean house. I don't know the time frame. I don't pretend to know, but I knew this was coming. I know you know this was coming. We all knew this was coming. Ninoscorner.tv has been talking about this. So has so many other podcasters and other people have been talking about this moment in time that I thought was going to come October, November, December, but is here now in June, July, and it's just going to continue to escalate. But a lot of people I talk to is all these people are being tracked and traced. They're following the money. This is like a massive sting operation.
1,000%, brother. And I think if people, let me just put three stakes in the ground. Okay. And if everybody would just reference these three stakes. Number one, you can't be a nation and a corporation. Okay. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant, right?
Yeah.
You're either a constitutional republic or you're a corporate entity. Number two, patience is a virtue. If you're going to change back from a corporation to a constitutional republic, and they've had a 112-year head start, and they've rigged the system from the courts to the corporations to the birth certificates to the monetary system to the education system to the you name it, all right? They've owned it and operated. They've had a monopoly for 112, 113 years, okay? Point number three, the Bible says 365 times, fear not or be not afraid. So we're transitioning. It takes a while, so be patient and don't be afraid. There's a lot of people out
But
there
we
saying,
are in the end game.
we're in the end game. Absolutely, we're in the end game. We're in the 250th celebration of America that kicked off on Memorial Day. So we're already in that window of Memorial Day 2025 to July 4, 2026. I do think there's a lot of things that'll happen by July 4th of 2025.
Just coming, just around the corner.
Right around the corner, 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks from now. And if you're into comms and military, intel drops and things like that, President Trump and Melania were at the Kennedy Center that they just refurbished, and they talked about how he was at Les Mis, the play, with his wife, and said, it looks like the play is going to last us, it's going to go 3 more weeks. That was from the time he said that, which was the 13th of June,
He said that? That was yesterday. That was yesterday.
So
This play will last 3 more weeks.
17 days would take us to June the 30th, and 4 days would take us to 21 days, which equals 3 weeks. There you go.
Interesting. So you believe it'll be wrapped up by then?
No. I think that's an important date. I don't think it's going to be wrapped up. I think, look, we've got monetary systems. We've got currency revaluations. We've got precious metals. We've got stablecoin legislation that hasn't been enacted yet. We've got market structure bills that have not been in, we haven't signed the US China trade deal yet, even though they verbally all said it's good to go. We've got a verbal agreement from Xi and a verbal agreement from Trump. So now it's just awaiting signatures. I think there's, as you're showing on the screen right here, there is a the last place people are going to get the truth about what's going on in the Middle East is on NBC News or Fox News or CNN or anybody else, because there's a lot of malignant ownership, conflicting agendas, and narrative people that are still telling stories that are half-truth.
So what's happening now, we're in the final show of the cabal's power move, their last move of to hold on to control, and we're heading into a more promising future, a more promising timeline, a new paradigm, a new money system. Everything that's coming, this the old system has to die. And now we're coming into the new system, correct, Rob?
Think about what we've watched. We just got confirmation of a new IRS director who wants to shut the IRS down, get rid of the income tax, and go to a flat tax, okay, or a national sales tax. And he's a good friend of President Trump. And it's not a nomination, it's a confirmation. He's confirmed. Look, they're bringing down one MK Ultra system at a time, okay? The FBI building has been vacated. They're not going back to it. The Department of Education's coming down. They're not going back to it. People have said they can't find six cars in a given day at the Federal Reserve in Washington, D.C. Now we're talking about getting rid of the IRS. And the agents we already know have been displaced, let go, reassigned, get out of here. They didn't increase those 86,000 IRS agents like the auto pen President Biden wanted to do. So there is so much disassembly of the old system that's taking place while the new system is being stood up. Abraham Accords, the new monetary system, stable coins all over the world, transparency, blockchain, instant payments. The decentralization process is a beautiful thing to watch. It is amazing. What did he say in 2017? It's not about one part or the other. It's about sending power back to you, the people, right? This is what getting our power back looks like. Be our own bankers, take care of our own local education, clean up this election system. A lot of people are going to get caught, in this whole. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people are going to get caught in election fraud. A lot of people are going to get caught in human trafficking cartels, fentanyl cartels, money laundering, fake grassroots insurrections like we're seeing right now. A lot of people, are just going to get in bad, bad shape. And
But that's the cleaning up process. This has to be cleaned out, right?
It's the exposure, it's the cleaning up process. And the drops talk about we're saving Israel for last and scare event necessary, right? So what is the scare event necessary for? Is the scare event necessary because we need to wake up more people? I think that might be part of it.
I think
I
that's
think
what it is. I think this is waking up a lot of people. And solidifying their, a lot of the moderates or whatever. I mean, as this unfolds, I think what they're hoping is to see the patriots out there to go against these people and fighting and kick off some kind of civil unrest, some still kind of civil war. But it's not going to happen. I think all that's going to happen is the military is going to come in, close in on their perimeters. It's going to be a fight of attrition. These people are going to be battle fatigued in 2 days. How much, they're all going to want to go home to their nice bed, their hot shower, and their meals. They're not going to stay out there and try to fight with the military or the National Guard. They're just not equipped for that.
it'd be a stupid decision. It'd be a
It is.
life-altering decision. It would be dumb,
They're too Americanized. Even the ones that have come here, I'm betting that they're like, you know what? I kind of like what I have here in America, I'm not going to risk that. I'm not going to show my face. Just the really dumb people are out there right now, and they'll be out there for a few hours. And I think he's right. 3 weeks. I think this starts, at least this part of it starts cleaning up, getting cleaned up.
Think about this too, Nino. Here's the big lie. One of the biggest lies for us to have been controlled as long as we've been controlled and put in a spell and put to sleep and distracted, and we work like crazy and we chase consumerism, and we're amusing ourselves to death. We're out going to movies and entertainment and all those kind of things. But part of the control is fear, and a lot of it is scarcity. And the scarcity mindset is, ride your bicycle, get a gas efficient car, get an electric car. You may have to move into a 15-minute city and eat bugs because we live in a scarce world. Well, in that scarce world, they need to tell us there's 8 billion people and we can't feed them all, and we have to balance the budget and we have to be frugal. Now, they don't have to be frugal. They don't have to balance their budgets. We can't see what they're spending. But they want to know where every $25 expense is in
Yeah.
our income set. So it's a, at the end of the day, we live in one of two worlds. We live in a world where there's $37 trillion of debt, and we just their hands are tied. There's nothing they can do but just try to work really hard and chip away and pay off that debt. Or it's funny money, and we have $150 trillion of abundance. We don't have 36. The whole Kabuki theater has been a lie.
Yeah.
We go back to sound money and abundance and wealth. We are going, people around the world are going to find out they are not going to be able to control all of these divide and conquer institutions that create fear and lies and division that lead to their control. And we're not going to have to live in a world very soon where we have to beg for permission slips to do every damn thing that we do. We're not going to eat the food that they've poisoned. We're not going to go get all the chemicals that they call medicine. We're not going to go into these fractional reserve lending operations where the banks print money out of thin air and charge us 8% on something that didn't cost them anything for 30 years.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's insane what they've done to us,
And
but
this is the final take. This is the final act.
it's the final act for them. It's the great awakening for us. And great awakening is what's important. This is going to be a jubilee of, when we all of a sudden get past the shock, get past the, oh my God, I can't believe that. I can't believe I didn't see it. Now I do see it. Oh my God. And deal with it and then move in and step into the new world of abundance and low taxation and high purchasing power and vertical takeoff and landing, airplane taxis and affordable houses and abundance. Abundance and wealth and peace and prosperity and no more of this constant hate your neighbor, hate somebody else, and all of this manufactured BS.
Manufactured scarcity too. I mean, it's all that's what it is, which lends itself to the competitiveness between human beings fighting for the dollar. I mean, that breeds behavior of greed.
It's the number one option that we're given in the law book. You can choose to worship God or worship money. You can chase girls and gold and glory and houses and status and fame and fortune and get all tangled up and, making compromises. And next thing you're compromised.
Your soul's gone.
Your soul's gone. They've got leverage on you. And you're on this treadmill, and the treadmill keeps going faster and faster and faster because they keep inflating, 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 which is debasing and debasing and debasing. So, in order for you to maintain the standard that you think is going to make you happy, you have to work harder and harder and harder, spend all your time doing things that aren't maybe family related or health related or community related. And you get entangled in the web.
And if you look at everything that's happening right now, it's not a coincidence. The P. Diddy trial, the takedown of Hollywood, the LA fires that just happened. To me, that was all symbolic of Hollywood burning. It's gone, man. I mean, every old structure now is coming down. And I just have to believe Obviously, and I know you believe this. This is in the spiritual realm. This is at a much higher level, man, of warfare, and it's just manifesting or materializing here in the third dimension. We're watching LA burn. We're watching old structures burn. Maybe bad to look at now. We maybe think, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. But it's all symbolic. It's letting us know it's over. Their time is done. We're taking it down. That's how I see it.
Don't you have a sense of peace?
Because I've been waiting for this for a while. I knew this time was coming. I was like, man, come on. I know we're, I thought, I think we're overdue. I thought this was, I guess it's all in the right time, right? But I thought this would happen in fall of last year. And so I'm very, the fact that it's happening now, I'm like, oh, I was a little early. I was thinking it was going to happen last year, but it's happening now, which is fine. Whatever, God's timing is correct.
Think about the old adage that the harvest is plenty and the workers are few. In the next 3 weeks to 3 months, or whenever you want to know it, we're going to become a little bit more popular and a little bit less crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People are going to want to take us out for a cup of coffee or buy us a steak dinner
How'd you
and
know?
bend our ear just a little bit more than they used to,
I don't know how they didn't know. I think it's a spiritual awareness, Rob, that we have. I think it is. It's not about IQ. It's not about
No,
IQ.
no, no.
It's about an awareness, man. It's just knowing. It's an intuitiveness, and I don't think I would have been able to do this if I was still drinking.
Right.
So for me, the fact that I quit drinking and then this stuff unfolded, I was is like for me, validation that I made the right move and I'm here to do something and serve a purpose.
Purpose is everything, brother. I mean, when we have purpose, and we're humble enough to admit every single day that we grow in knowledge, we also grow in an awareness that we know less than we thought we did the day before.
Yeah.
The more you know, the more you know you don't know. If we walk around cocky, we're going to get our butts kicked.
And look, this is all happening on what? Pride Month.
Yeah.
This is Pride Month. This is when it's all happening.
Hey, what? Don't you got to get on a flight? Aren't you going to Huma's wedding?
Oh, oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
You better hurry. That
Yeah, better hurry.
outfit's not going to work.
Yeah. Are you gonna watch the celebration, the parade tonight or today?
course.
Yeah,
Of
I think
course.
I'm gonna be live streaming it here. But yeah, this is there's no accident. There's no coincidence in any of this, man.
No, it's not. And the thing is, so many people have talked about what's the new monetary system going to look like. Because, I mean, money makes the world go round. We got to pay the bills. We got debts, and we're all hanging on by our fingernails. And jobs seem to be shrinking with every new AI click.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
like, I mean, there's more houses in inventory than have ever been listed for sale in the history of America.
Really? I didn't know that.
The mortgage industry went from about 400,000 loan originators, 420,000, down to 70,000.
Wow.
And a third of those ain't making any money. They ain't closing anything. Okay. I've been in that industry 20 plus years to see what's happening from the affordability to buy a home and get a home and get credit and all that kind of stuff. That's come to a real screeching halt. So, this fact that we are just there's a little bit of a delay, but we are reshoring. We're bringing back all this manufacturing. I mean, President T went over to the Middle East and comes back with a $10 trillion worth of deals in his wheelbarrow, and that's just one region in a weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, what we're doing is so revolutionary. Nothing like what is happening now has ever happened in recorded human history. 7 or 8 billion people. We're bringing down this corporate structure that has entangled 200 plus nations. We're fixing the monetary system. We're breaking up the World Economic Forum, Bank of International Settlements, fiat monetary system that the Crown Corporation has imposed around the world. This heavy hand of a world reserve currency that gives the money printer of the currency, the American system, plus its military total dominion over the world, gone.
Gone.
It's a level, it's called the level playing field, right? You do you, we'll do us, Japan will do Japan, Italy will do Italy, Japan, Germany will do Germany. We'll all compete in a level playing field, but it's going to be hands up and transparent. There's going to be no, trust me, bro, my dollar's good and I'm not manipulating the currency and I'm not overprinting too much and the gold's really in the safe, I promise, but you can't see it. No,
Yeah.
none of this new
But we got
system.
to clean that up. And that's what's happening right now. We got to let the mess get to desired point in which we come in and clean it up. I mean, and that's
Well,
what's
we
happening
come
right
in and we transition it. The
now.
old
Transition
system,
it.
not the old system, is not going to get cleaned up. It's going to get shot in the head and put to bed
Yeah.
forever. It's going to be buried. The new system is going to be stood up, and the old system is going to be collapsed. It's not like we're going to blend the two, right?
Everything
You
that we're
can't.
watching right now with these riots and these civil unrest, this is the death of the old system. That's all we're watching is the last finale,
Last
them
gasp. Yep.
gripping for control, which they have none of.
Remember the billboards that used to say panic in DC?
Yeah.
But nothing can stop what is coming.
Right. Yeah.
And where we go one, we go all.
Yep.
That is a global slogan. And that also was
Yeah.
on the bell of President John F.K.'s sailboat. They had those initials were engraved in
Wow.
the bell on the sailboat. So it's, look, we're all in this together. We're all on this rock together. We all might as well figure out how about we live in a world without a military industrial complex that profits off of crimes against humanity. Why don't we start there?
Yeah. And really the bottom line here, and I'm waiting on this, is like where are the protests for the children? Or for taxes, everyone's protesting for this, but why haven't we ever protested for taxes or the children?
I think there's so much fear and shame and embarrassment. How many people believe that there was entities that worked together to try to get rid of 3 or 4 billion of us with a
Well,
little
I mean,
with a tip? How many people will still not even admit that?
no, they won't.
Okay, so we know they targeted billions of us through lies and manipulation and fear and coercion and brute force to hey, ruin your life and lose your mortgage, lose your job, lose your family, pull your
Get
kids
one
out
of these and
of
you get a
college,
Krispy
or get one of
Kreme
these,
donut. Yeah, you get a
right?
donut.
So if they'll do that, what moral red line will they not cross? Okay, but
9/11.
so many people will not accept that. So they take it an even higher level. You mean they're doing unspeakable things to children and putting hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of them on cargo ships, on ocean liners, and shipping them all over the world. And there's a market for them, and people are buying and selling and trading in plain sight. And we did, if people won't believe the needle, how are they going to believe the children's story?
Yeah. Well, I kind of look at them, to be honest with you, as dinosaurs extinct, still walking among us. And I'm just watching them fade into obscurity, into the abyss I'm being serious. Like a lot of people are like, oh man, aren't you frustrated that people, I'm like, no, they're not, some are not meant to wake up. And I don't know if they're just going to come back and do it all over again or go into another timeline, or I don't know what's going on with them, but I know where I'm at in this existence. And I know that we cannot coexist for much longer. And if this is the way they get eliminated, then so be it. Survival of the fittest.
Well, the book says my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge, right? And what kind of knowledge? Spiritual laws and principles, truths of good and evil. There is evil in this world. I mean, hosts can take over. If people so sell themselves out and are so debased and they allow their selves to be inhabited by everything dark and demonic, do they get to a point where it's unrecoverable? Doesn't mean God doesn't love them. It just means they're too damn so far gone, they can't pull themselves out from the bottom.
Yeah.
And there are some, only when a person is ready will a teacher appear. If these people stay stuck and dazed and confused and stupid and ignorant and prideful and arrogant and hateful, and all they want to do is keep doing what they're doing, they are going to find it almost impossible to succeed.
And that's why I say pride cometh before the fall.
Yeah.
And I think there's no accident this is happening on Pride Month.
Well, there
Pride
you
cometh
go.
before the fall.
Look, you could not be more accurate, and I did, but to leave this message of hope with people, we live in a world of abundance. We have a quantum God in that he's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, okay? Which means he's everywhere. We've got 24/7, 365 broadband access to God. His laws are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can figure that out and become one with him, or stay isolated and lean on our own understanding. Or we can figure out how to maybe get our head on straight and start reprioritizing and find our purpose, see if we can't find a walk and get in that flow, right? That's purpose, meaning of life. Or we can keep doing what we've been doing. We are about to go into a period of time where, I mean, a monetary system is, at the end of the day, it's a trust system. All it is that all a money system is credits and debits. I owe you and you owe me. However you want to spin it, you've either deposited some money somewhere and that's yours, or you owe somebody some money and that's theirs. Period. If you pervert that process by inflating the currency or changing the books or having 7 sets of books, or you're calling an apple a banana or a banana a rock and you're changing things, if you pervert that trust system, dynasties fall, Babylon falls, America falls, corporations become bankrupt, you get the Weimar Republic and it takes a wheelbarrow of cash to buy a loaf of bread. Right? So you either have an honest system or dishonest system. Okay? We're going back now to a system where we're going to start over. It's not going to be centralized. It's going to be transparent. It's going to have 3 to 5 second settlement. Everyone can see it. No one is required to trust anybody else. Russia doesn't have to trust China. China doesn't have to trust America. America doesn't have to trust Turkey. Turkey doesn't have to trust Venezuela. We can all interoperate. We can operate with interoperability, move value. We can consent and contract with anybody we want to. We don't have to do what the World Economic Forum tells us we have to do, or the United Nations tells us what we have to do, or the International Monetary Fund. China can do China. Japan can do Japan. American can do America. That's the way it ought to be, right? It's simple.
Agree. Yeah.
And so when that comes up and that gets stood up, I want people to understand the infrastructure, the protocol layer of that process, like SMTP or HTTP, when you click on a button and all the technology works behind the scenes, but hyperlinks work and email works, and an email goes out and it goes from Yahoo to Google or Google to Apple or Apple to whoever, and your emails work and all of that messages moves around. Money and value is going to move like text messages and emails instantaneously.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be just, the message part of it. It's going to be the actual money to closed, moved, closed, and settled like that, where people can't put their fat fingers in it. They can't steal. They can't pervert. They can't invade. The whole system is going to be based on trustlessness and inspectable code. And that protocol, open source, neutral technology, open source is the XRP ledger. Okay? People can build on it. The protocol of that, the motor oil that's going to make all the other kinds of values, houses, mortgage, cars, annuities, insurance, stocks, bonds, derivatives that float across that will float across it. But the transportation layer and the protocol layer is like XRP, XLM, and XDC. People that don't under those aren't coins, they're protocol. That's the ball bearings that make everything work, right? The ball bearings carry the vehicle that's on top of it, right? So you got a protocol layer. That's where the value is. And then all the stuff rides on top of the protocol layer. So if people would understand that, they would maybe not be so fearful about, oh my God, crypto, it's all a scam. It's all the.
Yeah.
No, it's not a. It's the new monetary system, you can either stay with the BIS and the Federal Reserve or get on board with the new system. Those are your only two options. We're going to the new system.
Do you believe they're going to coexist? I mean, as of now, they're coexisting together, but soon it'll just break off and it will be XRP
You
and.
know, in March of 2020, when did the Federal Reserve get pulled up underneath the Treasury?
Okay.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of, you think they're going to come out and tell us all that it's been 5 years plus in the, you know, under the control and they've been communicating? How many secrets do we not know about this operation?
Well, it's all being exposed now. Everything
And
that we've ever thought, is coming to fruition right now.
see, that's the thing, you know your world and I know my world, right? I know financial systems and pattern recognition. You have pattern recognition. You know how to study a boxer and see his strengths and weaknesses. None of us are better because we have a different skill set or giftings or talents, or we can see things differently. You see things I don't, I see things you don't. Doesn't make me better or worse. It just means we see things differently. This system that I see that I've been studying, I've been talking about XRP since we said hello. The first time we were ever on a spaces call with Mr. I, which was what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, it's been about 3.5 years.
And I haven't wavered from it because I've sort of understood the engineering and the technology and the why behind it and the how behind it. And, there's so much intentional noise and fog and confusion and narrative, warfare. On the tele, you think the incumbent systems want everybody to know what the new system is so everybody can invest in the new system?
Not at all. Of course not.
Why in the hell? So, who did they attack the most? Lawsuits against Ripple, lawsuits
Oh,
against
yeah.
XRP, lawsuits against, it's a shit coin, it's a crap coin. No one will ever use it. Look at that price. It hasn't done it. All, everything in the world they have spent as much time eviscerating XRP as they have Q, as they have Donald Trump, as they have anybody that might be the MAGA movement. If they hate it and they attack it, then you know you're probably over the target.
100%. So we're heading off into the new future. I mean, this is a new timeline. The whole theater is being exposed. We're in the grand finale right now. This is the big act, their last grasp at power, and it's going to fail. They're walking into a trap. Rob, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me, brother. It's good to see
Yeah,
you.
I just wanted to put something positive out there for the people so they understand, like, hey, this is actually going in the right direction. This is the Trump checkmate. And, people like you that come on my program, people love it, man. And I love it too. So, Rob, thank you. Where do people find you?
Cool.show, KUWL.show, and on the top of that on X, you can go there or on X, it's Cool Show. And my link tree has got all my properties.
You got it. All right. Cool.show. That's what I'm going to put down there at the bottom. I appreciate you, Rob. Thank you so much for coming on. I
Appreciate you.
appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend.